A small ripple of applause from well-wishers as the first group of young migrants walks into a government office in South London. Not exactly the warmest of welcomes. Indeed, some of the press coverage here was openly hostile. The problem was the apparent age of the migrants. Some of them didn't look like children at all. Some appear to be in their mid to late 20s. A Conservative Member of Parliament, David Davies, called for dental checks on the arrivals to establish they were not adults masquerading as vulnerable kids.
We were given the impression that there were very young children who were desperate to get into the UK, and that doesn't seem to have happened. What we seem to have here is young men who may be under 18 or maybe over 18. It's very hard to say, and that's why I've suggested that perhaps we should use age checks, dental checks, to just verify that, because we don't want to, at the end of the day, we do need to make sure the public have confidence in the system.
That confidence was further dented by official figures published in the UK this week. They showed that more than two-thirds of around 1,000 young people claiming to be children on entering the UK as refugees over the past year were, in fact, adult. This lady, Janet, who's looked after a number of unaccompanied young refugees, recounted her experience with a young Afghan who was claiming to be 14.
He turned up at our house with severe stubble and needed a razor straight away, and I had to take him to the dentist, and the dentist queried his age. He said, how old did you say he was? And I said 14, and he just shook his head and he said he's 21, 22 at least.
Say it loud, say it clear!
Refugees are welcome here!
The young migrants do have their supporters. Charities and church groups have campaigned passionately on their behalf. There clearly are many children at the Calais camp who are desperate to reach Britain, and some do have family members already settled here. George Gabriel of the campaign group Citizens UK argued that it would be hardly surprising if many of the children did look older than they are.
Many of these children, you know, if we're really honest, the reason why they look so old is because they've been waiting in the Calais jungle for a whole year trying to reach their loved ones, risking their lives every single night on the trains and on 14 lines of razor wire.
Gabriel and fellow campaigners say the squalid and dangerous conditions in the Calais jungle are a blot on the conscience of any civilised society. Now the French authorities plan to demolish the camp and resettle the residents. But this is a time of maximum danger for the young people, says actress and activist Juliet Stevenson.
When the camp was partly demolished earlier this year, 129 children went missing and were not found again. So the great worry at the moment is safeguarding those children while this, in the lead-up to the demolition, and making sure that they are held safely until their legal claims can be processed.
The British government has agreed to take in from Calais 300 young people with family connections in Britain. It's also accepted that under the so-called Dubs Amendment, it will take in unaccompanied children without family in the UK, as many of them as can be accommodated by local authorities. So far, those local authorities have offered homes to 3,000. But in Parliament, there's still some adamant opposition to this. Here's Conservative lawmaker Phil Davies.
Why do genuine refugees need to come from France into the UK to be properly looked after? Why can't France process people's asylum applications? What's so terrible about refugees living in France? Why do they have to come to the UK?
The answer, says Juliet Stevenson, is obvious. The young migrants in Calais have not been well treated in France.
Well, I think the truth is that the French government have displayed no commitment to the welfare of these children at all throughout the existence of this camp. In fact, the levels of police brutality in Calais have been incredibly shocking. I've been there many times. You have children with injuries, with broken limbs, with their eyes running from tear gas being sprayed in their eyes and so on. They have been terrorised by that police who circle the camp. And I think that the French government are very, very to blame in not having got control of that local brutality.
But the sceptics, and there are many here, say that by ushering hundreds and even thousands of young asylum seekers into Britain from Calais, the British government risks triggering another flood of people to the French port and another jungle, replacing the old one after it's been demolished, posing further peril to thousands of young migrants. Stephen Beard, DW, London.